Let's get ready. You can still continue to finish your lunch. We encourage it. We're going to have a wonderful program that is going to be started. It is about Thrive Together, cultivating wellness for you and your legal team. Keele Linroth,
correct?
Linroth. Keele Linroth Pace is going to present. She's a lawyer coach and wealth advocate. She has 20 plus years as a litigator and a founder of a boutique criminal defense firm. And then she went on through it all, anxiety, overwhelming burnout, imposter syndrome, and feeling like a failure, even while winning cases and making money and earning greater reputation. She ultimately found a better way and passionate about helping others do the same. Now as a lawyer coach, wealth advocate, Keele empowers lawyers to thrive in law, business, and life, starting with redefining wealth and well-being. And then along with her, Alicia Freeman is a licensed professional counselor with a master's degree in clinical mental health counseling and a bachelor's in political science. Before obtaining her master's, she worked in grassroots campaigning for 4 years and dedicated 1 year of service to AmeriCorps NCCC, a nationally known volunteer program for which she worked as a team leader, traveling across the southern region of the country, helping to make nonprofit organizations more sustainable. Working for AmeriCorps renewed her passion for helping others and interest in finding ways to impact her community. She has worked in the mental health field since 2016. She is the TLAP Clinical Professional for Texas Lawyer Assistance Program at the State Bar, owner of Freeman Counseling and Consulting, and co-host for the podcast My Therapist Needs a Therapist. Please welcome these lovely women for Thriving Together.
Thank you.
Thank you. Does this work? Can you hear me? Okay, fantastic. So I am really excited to be here today. Thank you for, your presence, your attention. The subject matter of our presentation today is near and dear to my heart for some of the reasons I'll go into just a little bit. And thank you for that wonderful introduction as well. So a lot of this you already heard about. The part you didn't hear about was in that lengthy career in litigation that I went from being a solo practitioner to building a team and a boutique criminal defense firm. Even while I was winning cases, making money, and in fact, as a solo, mostly solo, and then at the very beginning of team building, I had a six-year period where I actually had a 97% dismissal rate, which, if you know anything about criminal law, that's actually pretty phenomenal. And yet, during all of that time, it was very common for me to be feeling intense anxiety. In fact, business development initially made that worse. As I built a team, the stakes were higher as I, you know, built my firm, and so forth. Overwhelm, burnout, imposter syndrome, all the things. And even at the height of it, when I knew that I had this phenomenal dismissal rate, I had a great reputation, I was making plenty of money, and yet I felt like a failure on a regular basis on the inside, right? That wasn't apparent on the outside to anybody, but it was a constant struggle for me. And it took a bit, and actually getting stuck in the business development process, where I'd actually done great work. I'd learned all kinds of things about written policies and procedures and hiring and accountability and when you need to actually let go of people or fire them and all kinds of things that were great lessons for business development. However, I got stuck. And I had increased my gross revenues. I'd built this team. I'd taken out commercial leases for physical facilities. And I couldn't figure out why I couldn't progress any further. I was completely stuck. And that's what led to prioritizing personal development. I ended up doing a deep dive into mindset mastery. We'll talk more about what that means in a bit. But ultimately, I found a better way to practice law, to create and build and develop my business, to live my life. And that's what I'm here to help.